It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Yankees, look. They're the first place Yankees. It has been a feel-good season in so many ways, but then they head up to Fenway Park. The rivalry, the Red Sox, Yankee fans taking over Fenway. You hear the bleacher creatures, roll call type of chants, all of that. And yet, they lose the rubber game, lose 2 out of 3. And the Red Sox set a record, 9 stolen bases, a franchise record. And so are there some cracks? Some things to worry about. To talk about the Yankees, we bring in Eric Bolin from Newsday. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lori. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, but my head's still spinning from 9 stolen bases. I guess what I want to know from your perspective is this just an aberration? One night in June. 9 stolen bases. Is this a poor combination of Jose Trevino and Marcus Stroman, specifically some of the personnel, the players on the Red Sox? Or is this something, as we look at some of the baseball analytics and other aspects, that you think other teams are now going to take advantage of?
You know, Lori, I mean, I think I feel strongly both ways. And I think that there certainly was a perfect storm element to the evening when you kind of alluded to some of those things. You know, Trevino certainly was not at his best, and Marcus Stroman didn't have the command that he normally has, and he talked afterwards about putting too many guys on base and allowing a young athletic team like the Red Sox, who had 60 stolen bases in their first 71, yep, 72 games of the season anyway, so this is something that they do. And I do think those things kind of just conspired together for the historic night that you saw. I will tell you, though, that, you know, the one knee down catching style that Trevino employs, and a lot of catchers across the game do this because it helps with pitch framing, but the one thing that scouts will tell you is that it can leave you, not always, but it can leave you vulnerable to the stolen base because it's more difficult being one knee down. Again, and that's done to maximize stealing strikes, and we know pitch framing, mm-hmm, is so important, and I'm not de-emphasizing it by any stretch, but sometimes you give up something to get something. And again, veteran scouts that I've talked to over the years on this particular topic say that, you know, it does make it more difficult for a catcher to control the running game, particularly against young athletic teams like the Red Sox are, and like the Kansas City Royals are. But if you look at Jose Trevino, who's been a terrific pitch framer in his time with the, yes, Yankees, he generally has controlled the running game pretty well. So that's why, you know, our other athletic teams, you know, certainly the Orioles would fit into that, yep, that category of young athletic teams. Have they taken note of that? Absolutely they will, and it's going to be up to the Yankees to, counter-adjust to that. So, I would be shocked if the Orioles had 9 combined stolen bases in the upcoming series against the Yankees. Not that they can't beat the Yankees. They're obviously a very good team. I think it's going to be a terrific series. But I do believe in the long run, this was one night in June, but it is something to file away in the back of your head for when the Yankees face these types of teams down the line.
Yeah, I just was looking up at some upcoming series, and you're right. You know, so Baltimore, of course, next. After that, the Braves. The Braves actually are one of the lower teams in the entire league in terms of they don't really run as much, especially with Acuna now being out and injured. They're more likely to want to hit home runs against you. So probably not as much of a factor. But against Baltimore, you would think they're now going to push it. And one thing that, you know, I know some fans, you know, we can look at numbers and there's, you know, what your eyes tell you and nine steals and things like that. And then there is, you know, also the analytics of it. And if you look at Baseball Savant at StatCast, I was looking at the pop time, you know, time to, you know, throw from, you know, from when the catcher catches it, time to throw down to second base for Jose Trevino. And if you look at 2022, 2023, it was 1.99 seconds. And if you look at it so far this year, it's 2.07 seconds, which makes it his pop time second worst in all of baseball for catchers who've thrown the ball five times down to second. And so what I do worry about, or I wonder about, is could there be some lingering impact from, you know, a catcher who did have wrist surgery? Could that also be impacting things?
I mean, you know, I'm not a medical professional, so I can't really, you know, answer that element of it. But and I'm not sure how, you know, the wrist would necessarily impact his pop time, at least in terms of getting up. I mean, certainly in terms of arm strength and accuracy, and we have seen quite a few errant throws from Trevino this year, whether it's been him trying to pick a guy off third that he sees straddling, or going after a guy trying to steal second base. We've seen an inordinate amount, I think, of balls thrown by him that have gone into center field this year. But, you know, if you look at the stolen base totals for the Yankees against them this year, you know, I think coming into tonight, the opposition had stolen somewhere around 40 bases around them. So
they had not been terrible until tonight. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. So I do think that sometimes you do have to take a deep breath and exhale and say, okay, over the course of a 162-game season, you see some strange stuff. And we definitely did see that tonight at Fenway. I can tell you, in 16 years covering this team, I have seen more weird things happen at Fenway Park than in any other ballpark, both good for the Yankees and bad for the Yankees. But look, the pop time is what the pop time is, and it has decreased, or it has increased for Trevino over you know, his first couple of years, few years as a Yankee. So it definitely does bear watching.
Yeah, we're talking to Eric Bolin from Newsday about the Yankees. Also, of course, then there are Yankee fans who, you know, are always going to say, take a look at this game and look at bases loaded, no outs, 3-0 count, and Gleyber Torres, you know, obviously not coming through in that situation. When you look at as you think ahead in terms of the Yankees, and whether that's first base, third base, second base, I know there are a lot of Yankee fans who may be disenchanted with Gleyber. Where do you think the biggest opportunity area is that the Yankees will address at the trade deadline in terms of any of those positions?
Well, I mean, I think bullpen help actually is their priority right now. We're a long way from the trade deadline, so all of these things can change. And Anthony Rizzo went down tonight. We don't know how serious that injury is, but the way Aaron Boone was talking afterwards, you know, Boone, typically his initial reaction when somebody goes down with an injury is sort of a Pollyanna approach. Oh, I don't think it's going to be too bad. Maybe a couple of days. Mm-hmm. He sounded a little bit more downcast post game than he usually does when one of his players leaves the game. So we'll see what the MRI shows with Rizzo. But, you know, I mean, I can tell you that organizationally that they're, even before tonight, was the thought that, you know, with an aging LeMahieu and an aging Rizzo, you know, both of whom, for various reasons, have started slow this season, and now we're, you know, 2.5 months into the season, you know, that there's some talk, at least internally, that, you know, maybe adding some depth, a corner infield spot, might be a way to go. But right now, bullpen really is something, getting one or two more stud arms to add to a group that started off the season among one of the best units in the game, and they still are statistically, but you have seen some cracks in that armor in recent weeks. That's certainly a direction the Yankees almost assuredly are going to try to improve at the trade deadline. But you know, you have to throw corner infielder in there as well. And look, I mean, Gleyber Torres, he's in his walk year. He's going to be a free agent after the season, and I think it's unlikely that he'll be back next year. Certainly not impossible, but as you look at the landscape now, I would say that it would be less likely than more likely, and that would certainly leave him vulnerable if the right deal were to present itself and they saw a stud upgrade that they could get in that regard. But you know, surveying the landscape with the extra wild card team, Laurie, and you know this, you know, there's so many teams that are still in it and still feel they're in it. Yep. And really that speaks to the awfulness overall of Major League Baseball, particularly in the American League. It's just trash across the board.
The National League is garbage also.
Yeah, no, it is. I think that the National League has a few more really good teams at the top than the American League does. Yes. When you look at the AL, I mean, it's really Baltimore and the Yankees. And then, you can just, I think lump about five or six teams in that are, average to maybe slightly above average. And I'm not buying Cleveland, even though they're off to a great start, but that division's just not very good. So anyway, but a lot of teams are going to think that they're in it. And so players that you think you have an opportunity to get, those teams may not be willing to give them up because they're a couple of games out of the wild card spot, or the asking prices will just be astronomical. But, if you're asking me if there's a chance that the Yankees were to move Torres at the trade deadline for a big upgrade, if they could get one, certainly that would not be off the table.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I would expect at least one infielder is coming, and whatever position it is, and the flexibility of a DJ LeMahieu gives you is that whatever, the best available kind of player they can get, they can probably have some flexibility and slot in there. In terms of, other takeaways from the series, Fenway, Red Sox, Yankees, certainly, while disappointing to lose 2 out of 3, Aaron Judge, and I mean, that home run that he hit tonight, I think is still in the air and hasn't come down yet. It is, you know, obviously you've been covering the team. You saw the historic season a couple of years ago. Is he, I understand the home run pace might not be quite there with what it was a couple of years ago at this moment, but does he almost look better now than he did when he had that incredible MVP season 2 years ago?
I mean, it's definitely comparable. I mean, you keep in mind with that MVP season, he made a run at winning the AL Triple Crown that year. He went into the final week and a half of the season with a legitimate chance at winning that, and then he tailed off a little bit at the end. But it's definitely, you know, he's on that kind of a pace. And I was actually talking to a couple of scouts from other teams that were advancing the Yankees and talking about Judge. And what they always talk about is just incrementally how he's turned himself into, you know, he's not a slugger, he's a hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a surprise, because Judge will tell you that the players that he really admired growing up were guys like Miguel Cabrera and Albert Pujols and guys that not only could hit the ball on the ballpark, but could, and Barry Bonds too, who he grew up in the Bay Area and was a huge Bonds fan, and you know, you could have the argument about all the ancillary stuff with Bonds, but you know, his production as a hitter is you know, kind of speaks for itself. And again, he was a guy that hit well over 300, and those were the guys that Judge wanted to pattern himself after. He used to, when he was at Fresno State, would look at clips of Miguel Cabrera's at bats. And would study those. And so to Judge, even though the analytics crowd doesn't like to hear this, batting average to Judge is important.
Mm-hmm.
He believes he likes the 300 milestone. There's only, you know, what, 12, 15 guys with over 300 batting averages, or at least, you know, right at the 300 level plateau. And Judge is one of them right now. And I can tell you that that's something that he's very proud of. And he wants to be known as a complete hitter, not just a guy that can hit at 450 feet or whatever. All of that said, you know, he hit baseballs that very few guys can hit. And that one tonight, I've never seen a ball do what it did tonight. The exit velocity on that baseball was 114.2 miles per hour, and he hit it almost straight up in the air.
Yeah.
And it just took this elliptical flight and, you know, nearly went onto Lansdowne Street. Usually balls that fly over the Green Monster and onto Lansdowne, they're bullets, they're line drives, they're rockets. The ball the Judge hit tonight was none of those things, and it still sailed over and, again, came off the bat at 114.2 and essentially was a moonshot. It was I've seen a lot of his home runs. I've covered him since he was drafted in 2013. Obviously was there for the breakout rookie year in 2017 when he hit 52 home runs. I'm not sure I have seen one that did what it did tonight. That was something.
It was majestic. It really was. As we look ahead to the Orioles series, do you anticipate that Gerrit Cole will be activated and the Yankees will get their ace back for this series against the Orioles?
You know, the Yankees are doing what they usually do, which is play cloak and dagger with everything. They said they still have discussions that they need to have. They'll probably make that decision. I think they've actually made the decision, but they will probably announce it tomorrow, or maybe they'll even wait until Tuesday. Tomorrow, of course, is an off day. If you put a gun to my head and said you got to choose and make a bet, I would say he gets activated and starts the game on Wednesday. But ultimately, that's going to be Garrett's decision. He's had three rehab starts. Each one progressively has been better than the other one. And his very last one on Friday, struck out 10 over 4 1/3 inning. I talked to a scout from another team that was up in Rochester, saw the outing, said, you know, he's definitely ready to get, he can get big league hitters out with what he has now. It's just going to be a matter of Cole. He's not totally stretched out yet. He threw 70 pitches, so he'd have to continue his buildup in the major leagues. And obviously there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just going to be a matter of if Garrett says to the Yankees, hey, look, you know what? I could probably use one more rehab start. But when he came and talked to us, he flew from Rochester to Boston on Saturday, was in the clubhouse before Saturday night's game. reading between the lines, the way that he was talking, he sounded like a pitcher that was ready to pitch again in the majors.
All right. What's one thing you're most looking forward to with this matchup with between the Yankees and the Orioles, and what, you know, as you're saying, are the two best teams in the American League?
Yeah, I mean, just the a few different things, but you know, certainly the atmosphere should be terrific. You've got a powerful Orioles lineup. They do everything. They're a complete lineup. Even with their injuries to the rotation, their organizational depth so far has been able to sustain that. Bullpen is pretty good. But to me, the biggest difference in the teams now, as opposed to when they played at the end of April into early May, is Judge came out of that four-game series, and you remember the Yankees lost three out of the four games. Judge went 1-for-13 in that series, and at the end of it, he was hitting, I think it was 197 for the season. That was kind of the nadir of the the bad start that he had. In 39 games after that, he's hitting nearly 400 and has 19 home runs. And you can go down the list of what he's done since then. So when the Yankees played the Orioles the first time around, they did not have this version of Aaron Judge, which I think is certainly a difference maker. It doesn't mean the Yankees are going to sweep the series or even win the series, but they certainly will feel a lot better about their chances with a full bore Aaron Judge, as opposed to when they met in late April and Judge had not gotten things going yet. So, I think that you can go down the list and go, Orioles have an advantage at this position, Yankees have an advantage at this position, and go, back and forth. But I think it'll be a really good competitive series, and I think these two teams are going to fight it all summer long and into September.
Yeah, one position that I'll have fun watching is of course shortstop, and the two young shortstops, and we can say that the Orioles have an advantage with Gunnar Henderson and 22 home runs and the power and as good as he's been, but fun to watch Anthony Volpe and Gunnar Henderson, and I think that's something where we can look forward to watching them for years to come within the division. So I'll be looking forward to that. Eric Bolin from Newsday, really appreciate you hopping on. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
I look forward to it, Lori. Thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.